I have always been particular about my style, and so when I had to start wearing glasses, I wanted a pair that felt like me. It became a new accessory for me to think about, and that's why I love the customizable prescription glasses from Pair Eyewear. Pair made it so easy for me to find a pair of glasses that I really loved, and they have so many options to choose from, which I love because I like to have options. Pair's virtual try-on lets you sample their wide variety of frame shapes right from your computer. There are so many lens options. There's blue light, sunglasses, readers, light responsive lenses, and more. You can go retro or classic, neon or sparkle. With Pair, the answer is always you do you. Choose from a range of iconic base shapes starting at $60, including prescription. You can change your glasses like you change your clothes. You get started by choosing your base frame with options from the square to the cat eye. Every frame comes in 6 different colorways, including classic black to the remixed blue tortoise, which is so fun. You get high-quality eyewear at a fraction of the price. And for every pair purchased, Pair provides glasses and vision care for children around the world. Get glasses as unique as you are. One pair, infinite style, starting at just $60. Go to paireyewear.com/bigboo for 15% off your first purchase. That's 15% off at paireyewear.com/bigboo.
Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 311 of the Big Boo Cast. This week Melanie and I are going to talk about college football, of course we are. And we're also going to get into the bulk of our gift guide for this holiday season. We're going to talk about gift ideas for guys, gift ideas for women, a bunch of hostess gift ideas. I will warn you in advance, this episode is a good bit longer than usual because of all the gift guide goodness. So you may want to hydrate, you may want to stretch, pace yourself. But we had the best time talking about different ideas for the season. We would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that already. That's at patreon.com/bigboo. We have another episode with Niva coming up. Niva is Melanie's esthetician, and she is brilliant. She's going to answer even more of your skincare questions. We would also love for you to stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Alrighty, here we go with episode 311. Hey everybody, this is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
I'm going to tell you something.
Well, tell me something.
I know that we had our individual challenges this past weekend with the sports.
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm. But what a weekend if you love the sports. I mean, what a weekend it was in terms of just the volume and the variety of activities to watch. You know, there was a lot going on.
There was. I no longer love the sports. Sports have broken me. They've broken me. The SE shorts this morning when they showed despair looking for A&M and they were like, honey, they're here for you. And it was despair. And he crawled out of a dumpster and was like beat up. I thought, I feel that. I feel that in the core of my being.
Yesterday when we met some friends for lunch, but the recurring question is, how's Melanie? Listen, how's Melanie?
Not good.
I said Auburn was due for like a resurgence. They had Cadillac Williams. So listen, here's what I'm going to tell you. Nobody cared about me. Nobody wanted to know how I weathered that whole situation. Everybody wanted to know, how is Melanie in light of that particular train wreck?
I'm not good is what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you that there was a point where Gully and I were sitting in our seats. We got up to my seats on Saturday and the weather was perfect. Let me just say that the football weather was lovely. Could not have been a better day. It was a bluebird football day weather-wise. And we got up to our seats and we have all these hype videos that just seem so stupid right now and make me feel so angry.
Empty promises.
And there's one that's like, we're coming and hell's coming with us. And I said, we're here. We're in hell. I mean, like, this is hell.
Yeah. Turns out hell showed up first.
Hell came and they got us is what I'm going to tell you. Because I really did, like, and in all seriousness, I'm like, did we stir up some sort of ancient graveyard when we built Aggie Park? Like, what has happened? It's like Saturday morning when the news came across that they were like, basically 30 people on the team have the flu. Connor Wigman isn't starting. We're going to trot out an already injured Haynes King. God love him. I mean.
Oh, I feel like he's just a walking fracture at this point.
He is. And I'm like, and then I get mad because I'm like, why are we letting that poor kid do that? I mean, God bless him for getting out there. And he was a gamer and he did the best that he could. But there was a point by the middle of the fourth quarter that Gully looked at me and she goes, I don't even think he knows where he is. Like he was
That's hard. He could barely get up.
And I'm like, for what? Why are we doing this for this Cracker Barrel sweatshirt wearing fool with his 700 pages of plays when all we do is run the same play over and over again? And our defense has regressed to a thing where I don't even recognize it as an Aggie defense. Like, I don't know what's going on. I keep saying I don't care anymore. And I really don't. Now one of our top recruits just decommitted and I don't blame him. Listen, why would you want to come be a part of that? Because none of it looks good. None of it looks good is what I'm going to say.
I'm so sorry.
So that's where I am. It's fine. Listen, it's all fine. And you're right. The sports in general, the Houston Astros won the World Series, which was a real bright spot on what was a really low Saturday. The LSU-Alabama game was a fabulous matchup of everything that is good and right about college football.
I think it was Peter Burns who said on Twitter Saturday night, like, whatever did we do to deserve this?
Mm-hmm.
It was the best of college football. It was everything you want to see. Like, you just had competitors and man, it was fantastic. It was such a great game. Such a great game.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, it was funny because I felt like the Tennessee-Georgia game got all the hype leading up to it, as it should have. And then it kind of ended up being kind of a little lackluster, I'm just going to say. I mean,
a little bit of a wah-wah.
I mean, great job, Georgia, but it was kind of a wah-wah. It wasn't that edge of your seat like the LSU-Alabama were just, I mean, the last 5 minutes alone, I was like, this is, and I'd never been more glad that I didn't really have a dog in the fight because I thought this might have killed me. You know, like maybe that's why Aggie football is so bad right now. Because you know what I'm not going to stress about? Playing UMass at 11 o'clock in two weeks, you know?
Right.
So it is what it is. So anyway, but man, what a game.
Yeah, it was. It was fantastic. And I will say I was traveling this past weekend. And so I got home early Saturday night and kind of settled in. Alex was home. His roommate Jackson was here. And so I had honestly thought on the way home, how are we going to manage this sports situation? Mm-hmm. Because we've got State and Auburn. We've got Alabama LSU. We've got the World Series game with the Astros and the Phillies. Like, Clemson and Notre Dame. So I really was thinking like, okay, what televisions are going to have what tasks when I get home? Because we're going to flip around a lot. We managed to make it work, but the State Auburn game, listen, even when it was 24-3 at the half, I was like, I don't feel good about it. I don't feel good about it. Mm-hmm. Now, it's the good news for us, at least, that we came back and we won in the end, even though we had to go into overtime. Yes. I mean, a win's a win. Yay. Yes. That's great. But my word, that was ugly. And I feel like, and I said this on Instagram yesterday, Mike Leach was every mom in America. When he told those wide receivers to get up, they didn't need to sit down. And he folded up those folding chairs and just put them away. Like
nothing has made me happier than that. I mean, it was, he didn't get an assistant to do it. He didn't, he went over there and folded up those chairs.
Yeah. And still wearing his sweatshirt that just says State. That's just, that's where he's landed from here on out. Assistant coaches, you can wear some matching polos if you want, but Mike Leach is going to wear a black sweatshirt that just says State in white letters. And man, just picking up those chairs, that summed it up in like a 10 second little clip. Well, how that game was.
I wish somebody would come pick up our chairs. Is what I'm going to tell you. I wish Mike Leach would come over and pick up our chairs.
I'm so sorry. It's hard to be disappointed by the sports in general, by the college football in particular.
Yeah.
And you've had enough. I mean, you've had enough this season to last for some time. Oh, it's our worst season. Let me just say, in case anybody hasn't followed along, it's our worst season since 1980. 1980. I was a fourth grader the last time we had a season this bad. I mean, it's wheels off. And, you know, I don't even have any answers anymore. It's fine. It's all fine.
Y'all know that I use a lot of different supplements, and I have tried a lot of different omega-3 supplements, and I have to say that Iwi Life is the best one I've ever used. If you're still taking fish oil to get your omega-3s, then you need to step into the future with Iwi Life. Because here's the thing, fish are full of omega-3 fats because they eat algae, and so with Iwi Life, you go straight to the algae source and you skip that middle fish, which can make fish oil supplements taste so gross. In a clinical study, Iwi Life's cholesterol formula helped reduce bad VLDL cholesterol by 25% on average in just 3 months. If you are all about a healthy lifestyle, then adding Iwi Life algae omega-3s to your self-care supplements, to me, is a must. It supports your skin, your eyes, your heart, your brain, your joints, and your overall wellness. Best of all, they're plant-based, they're vegan, and sustainably farmed in the U.S. It's never too late or too early to start taking Iwi Life algae omega-3s. Go to iwilife.com/bigboo and use code BIGBOO22 to save 30% on your first purchase of any Iwi product. Take advantage of this limited time offer today. iwilife.com/bigboo, code BIGBOO22 for 30% off your first purchase. iwilife.com/bigboo, code BIGBOO22. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Well, I told you, so when I was coming back, I was in Union City, Tennessee on Saturday morning. And so, of course, everybody's geared up for the Tennessee-Georgia game. But when I was driving back to Birmingham, my thought had been, well, I'll have an easy time finding a Tennessee radio network, you know, somewhere in that area, and I'll just listen to their announcers call the game. Well, at some point in looking for radio stations, I hit a button on my stereo that moved it to XM. Well, listen, I canceled XM like 2 years ago because I never listened to it except during football season. Well, I have XM. I don't know why, but I don't know if it was some kind of free weekend or if they've made an error. But what I'm telling you is I had all the XM channels. And it was, listen, it was just the kindness of the Lord.
I was going to say, it was the Lord's favor upon you.
So what I was able to do until the Tennessee-Georgia game started was I listened to y'all's game. And I was able to listen to the Aggie radio announcers. I don't know when anything has brought me more joy. Because for one thing, and I texted you this, a lot of y'all's radio ads start with somebody saying, howdy.
Yes, they do.
Then I was really happy because I've been to College Station now that I knew where some of the things were that they were advertising. Yeah. So I felt like a local, you know, I mean, I really felt in the know. But then the best thing were just the announcers themselves. By the end of that game, they had thrown out any attempt at trying to be like remotely objective or upbeat. And there was a questionable call somewhere at the end. Yeah, I mean, I think there were a lot of questionable calls, but they were just like, fine, whatever. We know you'll be sorry on Monday. On Monday, you'll say, well, we missed some things, but don't worry about us now. We're good. Like they were done.
It's kind of like we're all done. It was funny. The highlight of the game for us really was Gully and I were sitting in my seats and my friend Casey was there with her husband and they came down because listen, there's enough room in the stadium for everybody to move at will kind of wherever you want to sit. So she moved down and sat with us. It was more packed. I do have to say, God bless us. I think we had 97,000 people there for that travesty of a football game, but she moved down, but we had a group of sixth grade boys that were sitting behind us. And I'm going to tell you, they were probably the only people in that stadium who stayed happy the whole game. But they got behind us. And at the beginning, because you've got the hype videos and the drums and, you know, all the stuff, and the flyover actually was really cool this week. So we had that going for us. And they're like, let's get hype. And Gully, you know, of course, is not going to miss. She's like, yes, boys, let's go. So we're high-fiving. Gully's Be Real goes off. And they're like, are you doing a Be Real? We just did our Be Real. I mean, so they
were like our buddies the rest of the game. And we sat, but the best part of it was, I think there were five of them. And then there was this mom who you could tell is not really a normal Aggie football fan. Like sure. She was kind of, and she kind of kept apologizing to us because they were all doing a thing where they would see who could yell the loudest, you know, and
she drew the short straw for the day is what you're telling me.
Well, I'm telling you that what she said, she goes, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And Gally was like, no, we have boys. This is awesome. And I said, no, this is the best part of the day. Like hearing them have fun. This is what it's all about. This is great. Whatever. And she said, well, my husband was supposed to bring them, but he woke up with the flu this morning.
Yeah. It was not the day she had envisioned. It was not.
No, it was not. But then I got tickled because one of them, they went down to the concession stand to get food. And one of them came back up with a salad. And the guys that were like, who eats a salad at a football game? Dude, why do you have a salad? Like they were constant entertainment. So that really was a bright spot. We had a lady in front of us that had maybe enjoyed the concession stand a little too much is what okay. I'm going to say. And at one point when we did sack the Florida quarterback, she stood up and started yelling that she said, I love sacks. I love sacks. Which I'm going to tell you can sound kind of like something else when you're in that crowd noise.
Yes.
So, I mean, we amused ourselves is sure. what I'm saying.
You made your own fun.
So anyway, but you know, we'll be back in 2 weeks. And good news, Auburn fans, this weekend, it's probably going to be your weekend. So you got that going for you. Okay. So do you have any, I mean, I know my ICUs for the week. Do you have any?
Well, I will say, I don't think we can look at what happened this past weekend without giving a big ICU to the University of Georgia, particularly their defense.
Yeah.
I did not think that game was going to play out like it did.
I
was not prepared to watch Tennessee's offense be that ineffective, but State plays Georgia this weekend, which is fantastic. We're really happy to see that defense to start. Well, that's going to be great. And then LSU, I mean, Brian Kelly.
Oh, listen, Brian Kelly,
when they scored in overtime, and then they come back out on the field and we all start to realize that what they're about to do is they're going to go for two. And this is the first overtime series. And I said some things that I'm not necessarily proud of, but that were really accurate about Brian Kelly's philosophy during that particular play. I so appreciated just the, hey, this is Alabama. We're at home. We have the momentum. We're going to seize the momentum. And this may lose us the game, but we're going to go for it. Now, would everybody have second guessed him if they had missed that 2-point conversion? Maybe. But I so appreciated the determination. And then to throw to a freshman tight end.
I mean, what on earth?
He catches that ball. We went berserk in this house, and no offense to Alabama fans.
No,
it was the gutsiness of the call, the execution of the call. I mean, it was everything. And so I think seeing him at the end of that game was really, really, really sweet because what he's done, again, like somebody said a few weeks ago, Brian Kelly is ahead of schedule at LSU.
Yeah.
And I mean, that game this past weekend was proof of that for sure. He's done an amazing job.
He's turned that culture around so fast. Mm-hmm. Like the whole thing is somebody who feels like we have a culture problem. Like I admire what he's done. And that, listen, the no guts, no glory. Because I was like, you're in Louisiana. You got all those Cajuns. You're going to have some Brian Kelly voodoo dolls if that 2-point conversion doesn't go through. But it did.
And
listen, I loved it. To me, that's what the sport's about. Like he was like, I'm going for the win. And I think when you're playing Bryce Young and Nick Saban, that's a smart thing to do because I mean, I think Alabama's just going to slowly squeeze you to death like the python that they are. You know what I mean? Like,
and Bryce Young is such a leader.
Yes.
You know, like when you see him come out on the field in overtime or even at the end of that game, like you know he's not going to be rattled. You got to do whatever you can to stay in it with them. It was really fun to listen to Alex and Jackson react to that too, because I mean, you know, sports.
It was crazy. Great. Yeah, it was crazy. So I thought that was incredible. I mean, you know how I feel about Notre Dame, but at this point I don't really care. What do I care if Notre Dame's good? Give them the national championship for all I care. I mean, whatever.
It's all meaningless.
Mm-hmm. It's all meaningless. It's I'm writing the Ecclesiastes version of college football right now. It's all meaningless toiling in the sun.
That's right.
But Notre Dame knocked off Clemson, which I didn't see that coming. And
I didn't either.
So I thought it's so interesting because between Tennessee losing and then now you've got Clemson is out. You think Alabama's not going to make the playoff. And I was like, we're going to actually have a playoff that looks a little bit different. I mean, if I had to guess, I think Ohio State and Georgia are going to be there for sure.
Yeah, I would say the same for sure. Ohio State's going to be in it.
Yeah, I think Ohio State's going to be in it because I think they're going to beat Michigan. No offense to Michigan fans. I just think that's probably what's going to happen. And so, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see because now you've got TCU's undefeated. I mean, they're in the number four spot in the AP polls. So, I don't know. It'll be really interesting to see how that ends up looking.
With HelloFresh, you get farm-fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. You can skip the trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. The holidays are just around the corner, and HelloFresh makes this busy time of year easier than ever with chef-crafted recipes and pre-portioned ingredients delivered right to your door. So you can spend less time meal planning and prepping, because I know the last thing I want to do after doing all my holiday cooking is then think about normal dinners. Plus, you can save money on dinner with HelloFresh and put it towards your holiday shopping. HelloFresh is cheaper than grocery shopping and 25% less expensive than takeout. As your calendar starts to fill up this season, you can count on HelloFresh to get some of your free time back so you're not spending time in the kitchen. I know with Caroline coming home for Thanksgiving and Christmas, the last thing I want to do is spend a lot of our time in the kitchen cooking normal dinners. HelloFresh is part of my plan to make sure that we have food to eat for the holidays without spending a ton of time in the kitchen, and we can make delicious, healthy things that don't require spending a ton of time. Go to HelloFresh.com/BigBoost65 and use code BigBoost65 for 65% off plus free shipping. Again, that's HelloFresh.com/BigBoost65 and use code BigBoost65 for 65% off plus free shipping. You'll see why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
Well, I will say, and I don't think this is going to happen. I'm just putting this out into the universe. Okay. What if Mississippi State played spoiler this weekend? What if somehow?
And I think that could happen. Listen,
I mean, I'm just saying, what if our receivers would have taken the chairs up, really got their attention?
Yeah.
And our receivers show up and Will Rogers is accurate and our defense plays well. What if we played spoiler? I wouldn't mind it. I don't think it's going to happen, but it's, I can't say it's impossible. Now, when we're back next week and Georgia has beaten us 52-3, I don't want to hear from anybody.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear from anybody, but I'm just saying it's fun to think of how there could be some wrenches in the system.
Oh, there's all said and done. There's still a lot of football to be played. I mean, that's the whole thing. I mean, there's a lot of football to be played. So you don't know what's going to happen. I do feel like we have to acknowledge that Hugh Freeze and Liberty knocked off Arkansas this weekend. They beat Arkansas. Yes. So, yes. I mean, the whole thing is it's crazy. It's crazy. Here's the only thing I feel like I know for sure is that I'm going to be back here next week saying, well, now we've lost six games in a row. That hasn't happened since 1972.
I'm sorry.
So,
okay. So besides the football, any other news from the weekend you'd like to share with us?
Not really. We had a great weekend. I mean, you know, there again, my College Station weekends are delightful in terms of people. You know, we had a great weekend, had fun, got to see Caroline, got to hang out with her a little bit. She had been sick all week, so I was glad to kind of get there and lay eyes on her. So you'll appreciate that I got to her house Friday and immediately stripped her bed and washed her sheets in hot water and did the whole, you know, I mommed it up is what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It was great. We had a lot of fun in spite of the football. So that was, but nothing like super momentous, just a great weekend. What about y'all? Yeah.
Well, I went to Thursday. I drove to Canton, Georgia. I spoke at a church there on Thursday night. And then I had planned, even before I knew I was going to Canton, I was going to First Methodist in Union City, Tennessee on Saturday. And so the Canton thing worked out because it still gave me a day to travel. Now, did I really dig into how far it was from Canton to Union City, Tennessee? I didn't, because I was like, you know, it's Georgia, it's Tennessee, it'll be fine. Well, as it turns out, Union City is way up in the top left corner of Tennessee. So it was a while. It was a while, but I was in my car. I had podcast. I talked to you for a long time. I talked to my sister for a long time. I mean, it was a gorgeous day. It was a beautiful drive. And then when I went to the church on Saturday morning, I met the pastor. Turns out he used to work at a church in my hometown where I went to youth group growing up. So I got to do my favorite Mississippi game, which is to play, uh-huh. Well, do you know so-and-so, for about 15 minutes. And it was delightful. When I got home, Alex and Jackson were here. And then yesterday we went and met our friend Steph and Joey, and then Casey Ash was home from Clemson for the weekend, and Sam. And so we had like a big lunch. Joel was at the LSU game, and then Ella was still at Auburn, but we just had a big lively lunch, and that was so fun. So it was all in all a delightful weekend. And I went to my friend Nicole's last night for supper, and she made this sausage and corn chowder.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yum.
I'm making it tonight. It was.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Delicious. And I think I can post the recipe somehow. It's a real simple recipe. And so I'm real excited to make that tonight. And then my sister and her husband are going to come over and eat with us. So
okay.
There you
well,
have
that's
it.
Delightful. Well, there yes. you go. There mm-hmm. you go. Well, good.
So are we going to jump back into our gift guide?
Yes, I think we are. So would you like to kick us off? This is our men's, women's, and I think you said you had added some hostess gifts. I did not add okay. hostess gifts.
Listen, I'll move us through some hostess gifts, because I think one thing about this time of year is I usually will forget about a hostess gift or a host gift until mm-hmm. about 5 minutes before it's time to go. And then I think, oh, I don't have anything to take over there. So I like to stock up a little bit in the holidays and just keep 3 or 4 things on hand, so that if we are going over to somebody's house for a dinner, or I'm going over to a friend's house for some sort of Christmas gathering, then I have something that I can take over there. So here are a few of my favorites. So just bear with me when I tell
okay.
you. Okay.
Okay.
First is the Thyme all-purpose spray. It's the best ever kitchen spray.
Yes.
It smells like Christmas. You want to order it soon because it tends to go out of stock at the holidays. I love dish towels and hand towels. And so I'll link to several different ones from the decorative. There is a Holiday in the City dish towel on Anthropologie's website that I think is darling. But they also have my favorite dish towels in the world, which are called the Baker Stripe dish towel set. And you get 3 or 4 in a pack, and they're so durable. They wash great. They're so soft, but they also they absorb things really well. So I love those. And then I love a book option as a hostess gift, and I'm going to give you 3 ideas for that.
Okay.
One is Shannon Martin's new book, which is called Start With Hello. It's a great, if you know somebody who really thinks a lot about what it means to be a great neighbor, in their communities, this is a great book for them. Or if you know somebody who is just interested in that as a topic, it's fantastic. It's encouraging. It's practical. Like, it's just, it's a perfect a holiday encouragement. Then the second book that I would suggest is Amy Hannon's new book, which is called Gather and Give. And it's all about what hospitality can look like, but she's got recipes also in there, and her recipes are always so great. They're simple,
yes.
but they're refined uh-huh. and they feel special when you cook them. So, and it's more of like a gift book size. So it's not uh-huh. a huge book. But it's a beautiful book. And so I would say that. And then you and I were actually talking before we started to record Jen Hatmaker's new cookbook, which is called Feed These People. My word.
Yeah.
If you know somebody
so
who
good.
Likes to cook, this is a cookbook for a person who loves to have people over, who loves to just throw it down when they have company mm-hmm. coming. And it's practical and delicious food. It's really kind of a little bit of a wonder. There's a section alone on salad dressings that has challenged me deeply as an individual,
mm-hmm.
just in terms
yeah.
of how I can do better. So, but of course it has Jen's tone. So there's nothing fussy or pretentious about it. It's just a great cookbook. So there's that.
Yeah, it is a good one.
And then I would also say, I love a candle. I think scent is super personal. So I think that's hard sometimes, but a couple of weeks ago, Ranger Station Candles out of Nashville, I got 3 of them, y'all. They are they are next level. Like, they're just fantastic. They're not huge. And actually, after you burn the candle down, they give you instructions for how to clean it so that you're left with like an old fashioned glass. So you can have a collection of glasses after you burn the candles.
Well, I have breaking news on that, because Ranger Station Candles has reached out to us because you mentioned them. And so they are giving y'all 25% off your orders through Cyber Monday. And the code is Melanie25. That'll be in the show notes with all the links, but 25% off, y'all. So you could stock up on Christmas gifts and hostess gifts with that.
I mean, that just right in the heat of the moment, we get the discount code.
Breaking news.
I mean, that is something else. But anyway, so Ranger Station Candles, I would highly recommend those. Okay, I'm still not finished with my hostess gifts, but I promise I'm going to move quickly.
Okay.
Can you tell this is something I think about a lot? All right, there are three Birmingham area artists that I just want to recommend their stuff. Deborah Hewitt, who does beautiful artwork. I think for the last several years, I've mentioned her Christmas ornaments, and she has something this year. It's called a Peace on Earth collection. Really special. And Porter Rivers ornaments. Porter's also an artist who lives here in Birmingham, and he has a Christmas 22 collection. I gave his ornaments as gifts last year to some of my friends, and they're just beautiful. And then Camilla Moss is another artist here in Birmingham, and she has scripture cards for Advent. And these are so great to put out on your countertop, you know, and you can change it every day if you want to. Or if you have young kids and you want to do scripture memory or something like that with them. But they're beautiful. And if you give them as a hostess gift, they come and they're wrapped in cellophane, but then they are in this beautiful gift bag that you can just hand it over. So you don't even have to wrap it. So they're great. So
love that. I'm sure by now you've heard me talk about Pros Hair Care. It's the world's most personalized hair care. But in case you haven't, I want to tell you about the incredible results I'm seeing since using my customized Pros products. My hair is shinier, it's smoother. I had noticed I've been losing a ton of hair since menopause and hormonal changes and all of that fun stuff. But Pros really has helped my hair stay thick and healthy and shiny, because Pros knows that there's more to you than just your hair type. They've given over 1 million consultations with an in-depth hair quiz, and they take into account things like hormonal changes and how often do you work out and have you moved and what's the water like in the area that you live. They analyze all these personal factors, and then they get a unique blend of ingredients to treat your exact concerns. Plus, if you need it, they have a review and refine feature that lets you tweak your formulas for any reason, and you can also pick your scent, which I love. If you're not 100% positive, Pros is the best hair care you've had. They will take the products back, no questions asked. Pros is the healthy hair regimen with your name all over it. Take your free in-depth hair consultation and get 15% off your first order today. Go to pros.com/bigboo. That's PROSE.com/bigboo for your free in-depth hair consultation and 15% off.
There you have it, an array of hostess gift options. So do we want to do gifts for women or for men?
Let's go. I've got men at the top of my list. I don't know why, but when you start there.
All right. Yes. What you got?
Okay. My first one on the men, this is random. This is something I didn't know existed. So Saturday night, we ended up it was Caroline's boyfriend's dad's birthday. And so they had a birthday, his family got him a birthday present. Listen, I'm married to a hunter. I didn't know this was a thing. It's a turkey vest backpack with a built-in seat.
Stop. Listen. Who thought of this?
Somebody brilliant is what I'm going to say. That it's
word.
I know. It's the whole thing. So it's got, I was like, this is brilliant. So it's got a place to put your ammo, your knives, your rangefinder, your phone, your turkey call. And then it's got a built-in seat so you can sit. It's all camo. You put it on, you carry it like a backpack. I was like, this is the most genius thing that I've ever seen. I didn't even know this existed. Of course, I came home and told Perry, and he was like, yes, I know that exists. I have one. I was like, well, I didn't know.
Right.
But what I'm saying is if you have a turkey hunter in your life, I thought this was ingenious. So,
okay. And it's got 20%, it's on sale right now. And
it is.
You can click a little box and get another 20% off. So that's a deal.
I mean, what a deal. So turkey vest, didn't know it was a thing, but apparently it is, might be a good gift.
Okay. All right. I'll continue along these lines, but I'm going to go on the more techie side. because husbands, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to suggest two backpacks for guys, especially if they do some traveling or they're going back and forth to the office and carrying laptops. Y'all don't even know how much thought is given around this house to the amount of cushion in a backpack for a laptop, right? Because we need our laptop. We need our technology to be safe as it travels. So one is the Timbuktu Authority Laptop Backpack Deluxe. This is a really streamlined backpack. It doesn't look like anything fancy. It doesn't have a bunch of stuff on it, but it's a high quality backpack if you have a person who likes to transport techie things. So that's the first one. And then the second one is the OGO Renegade RSS backpack. Also super cushiony for a laptop. It just depends on what look you think they would like better. So those are two techie backpack options. They would work for a college student or for just a person in your life who likes to make sure that they're taking good care of their tech stuff. So there you have it.
Love that. Okay. Mm-hmm. My next one is, this is Perry is a big fan of sometimes, especially when he's hunting. And if he's somewhere where he doesn't know what the coffee situation is, he likes a French press. But Stanley makes, which I didn't know, they make a classic stay hot French press. So it's like a Stanley thermos type thing, but it's a French press. So you can actually make your coffee, because a lot of them, they're in a glass container, but this is one where it actually would stay hot. So you can make it and then you can keep having your coffee. And I thought that was really, really brilliant because, you know, I'm a big fan of the Stanley cup technology.
That is fascinating.
Mm-hmm. So it maintains. Yeah. So anyway, Stanley, you can do that. And it, or you can add ice and have iced coffee. But either way, it's an insulated French press, which I thought was genius.
Okay. All right. I'm going to do three clothing items all together.
Okay.
Not connected at all. I'm not trying to tell y'all about an outfit. I'm just saying these are three things that came to mind. This first thing I actually saw when Melanie and I were in Aggieland Outfitters, and I kind of made note of it because I thought, oh, this is a style that David would like a lot. And it's the Cutter and Buck. It's called the Rainier Primaloft Men's Eco Insulated Quilted. It's just a quilted shirt jacket is what we'll say. But it looks like it's kind of the weight of a thicker shirt, but it's super, super warm. It's on sale right now. You can also get it like with college logos and all that kind of stuff on their website. If you look in their collections, you can find, you know, your team. It gets considerably more expensive if you do that. But I really like the colors that they have just in the regular one. I actually ordered David one in the Bordeaux, which I would say is maroon. Mm-hmm. But just a great, you know, it's got snaps instead of a zipper. It's got one big pocket on the side. If you know somebody who likes to carry their phone right there, but it's just super simple, but super warm and a good jacket option for the winter, especially if you live down here where it's not going to be like brutally cold. So,
okay,
there's that. Love that. Then the next thing I want to mention is just, this is there are all kinds of things in this particular brand, but this just happens to be a brand that David likes a lot. Oh, shoot. I just closed my gift guide document. Hold, please.
Oh, no.
I know. I mean, hold on. Here we go. All right. So this is called the Outdoor Research Swift Cap. And if I'm just going to say this as kindly as I can, if you know, have somebody in your life who is a bigger headed individual, which I'm a person with a larger head. It's a one size cap, but it fits great and they look great and they come in all different kinds of colors. But it gives you a lot of protection from the sun on the top, but because it's vented on the sides, it doesn't get hot. Mm-hmm. So just a good cap option. And then my last clothing item is our beloved Viori, which is so, so soft.
Yes. And
the Viori Balboa pants. I actually have a pair of these for Alex for Christmas this year. Mm-hmm. They're so, I don't know. They're made of clouds. I don't know what they're made of. So incredibly soft. This pair I linked to, I think looks more like a younger guy than maybe an older guy. I don't know why I think that, because it's got the little bars on the side of it. I don't know. But yeah. I would say any Viori sweatpant kind of thing is going to be great. And they are pricey, but they launder beautifully. They don't peel and they're super, super comfortable. So,
okay. Those are great. All right. My next one is, This is our good friends own Texas Quail. And so Allison reached out to me today and she said, do you think that your listeners would like a coupon code for Christmas? And I said, yes, I do. So Texas Quail is giving y'all 15% off all orders with code BIGBOO. You can go to their form. We do quail for Thanksgiving now instead of a turkey, but you can get, they have quail tamales that you can order offline. That they're like some of the best tamales you will ever have. I cannot even tell you, like, I kind of tend to be like, tamales, they're just kind of something you eat because you're supposed to, but like, these are so good. They've got like quail knots. They've got bacon wrapped quail. They have boneless. They have, but I mean, these tamales are new. Red chili and aged Wisconsin cheddar cheese quail tamales. Y'all, they're so good.
Can I use our code?
Yes, you can use our code. Yes, you can use our code.
And I'm about to order some of these.
Yeah.
Bacon, I'm going to order myself some tamales.
Yes. I mean, like, I'm telling y'all, we always do tamales Christmas Eve, and like, I'm going to order some of these for us. And so you can use the code, but it's kind of like a Better Hickory Farms is what I'm saying. You know, like, you could get somebody in your life, they ship it, it's packed in dry ice. They ship it right to your door. So I think some quail or quail adjacent goods would be great for a guy in your life who likes to grill. It's super delicious. I mean, I can't recommend it enough. So Texas Quail, and you get 15% off with code BIGBOO.
I'm about to do four. So what's that? Two dozen. I'm about to order two dozen tamales.
Yep. You're going to be so happy. Add to cart. They're so good. I can't even tell you. And they also have a smoked pork and quail sausage that's got jalapeno and cheese. I mean, I can't even tell you. It's so good. Listen, so
I just put our code in.
Okay. It's so good. So y'all, I'm just telling you, for Christmas, all your entertaining, all your stuff, or to give as a gift, I think it's a great little food gift to give.
I love that.
Yeah. So,
all right. I have three things. I don't know how to categorize these. So I'm just going to put them together. One is a wireless charging pad. I think that, again, you know, we're always concerned with charging things well in this house, and always seem to be deficient in chargers when we need them. But this is just something you can put on a desk, you can put on a countertop, and it's just got three places to charge. You can put your AirPods on it, you can put your watch on it, you can put phones on it. You can charge three phones at one time if you want to, but it just gives you a fast, convenient charging option. It'd be great for an office too. And it also has a little coupon that you can check and get when you buy it. The next thing is, this is actually a new to me product, but David and I are going on a trip in a couple of weeks, and it's going with me on our trip. I have struggled with finding a steamer that is reliable and that actually works, like a travel steamer, a really good one. Yeah. And so this would be so good for somebody who travels a lot with their work. It's the Jiffy Esteem. It's a personal handheld steamer. It's not inexpensive, but man, is it a game changer if you travel and you need to steam your clothes or even to have at the house. Yes. This company actually makes the steamers that are used commercially, you know, for different stores and all that kind of stuff. So this is their personal steamer, and it would be a fantastic gift for somebody who is on the road a lot and finds themselves in situations where they need to get some wrinkles out quickly.
Yes.
It's a Tennessee company. The next thing is, this is one of those things that I personally would have no use for at all, but I could give this to David and he would be fascinated and find ways to use it for months to come. It's a telescoping magnetic pickup tool. Now, from what I gather, it works in a couple of different ways. One is it has a magnet on the bottom, so you can put it on top of something and like use it almost like a spotlight. So let's say you're trying to find something because you're working on a car. You can put it on the side of your hood and you can aim it like a little spotlight because it'll stand up straight like a lingo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then you can use the end of it. If you drop something, it's also magnetic. So what is the appeal of magnets, by the way?
I don't know. It's like a good flashlight or a good knife. You can't have too many.
So anyway, if you're looking for something that's fallen, you can stick it up under, you know, like a sofa or a car or whatever, and it will magnetically attract the nuts or the bolts or the screws or the nails that have fallen, and you can pull it in that way. So it works a couple of different ways, but a one of those tools that I don't necessarily understand, but that's super helpful in the day-to-day stuff. So, and then my last kind of, it's not techie necessarily, but I've mentioned this before. A portable Bluetooth shower speaker is a great gift. I gave one to Alex a couple of years ago, and he has worn that sucker out. So if there is a college guy that you know, or just somebody who really loves to listen to podcasts or to, you know, music in the mornings or whatever, this is a great gift also.
Love that. Okay. My next one is, I was trying to think of something and I found this and I thought about it because, you know, this year we framed all of Perry's arrowheads and he loves to find like Indian arrowheads and artifacts. And down here you can find a lot. So if you have somebody like that on Amazon, this is going to go in Perry Shankle's stocking this year, is the official Overstreet Indian Arrowhead Guide. So it's a comprehensive guide to all the different things and what different tools and different things that you're looking for and what it all means. Listen, it's at the number one bestseller in sword and knife collecting. So I feel like
Amazon at some point and trying to give my books a boost. I feel like I've also been number one in sword and knife collecting.
Sword and knife collecting. Christian, but you were in Christian sword and knife collecting. You know, that's the difference. So anyway, that's kind of something off the beaten path, because if you have somebody who's like Perry, they're really hard to buy for, because he already owns a turkey vest with a seat and I didn't even know. So what are you going to do?
Tells you you're dealing with the next level gifting situation. When you already have the turkey vest with a seat, I mean, where do you even go from there?
Where do you go from there? You know, so.
Okay. I think I have something that Perry might like for my next one.
Oh, what?
Okay. And this is one of those things where it just kept popping up on Instagram over and over and over. Mm-hmm. It's a clothing brand called Poncho. And here's what I like about it. Have you seen these?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. Yes. So their shirts come in all kinds of different styles. David loves, like, he loves what you might consider like a fishing shirt, right? He loves the breathability of it and all that kind of stuff. But sometimes it's not exactly what you want if you're like, you know, you've been outside and then you're coming in and you're going to dinner or whatever. I love these Poncho shirts because, like, I just actually ordered him a flannel shirt. I ordered him the white and blue plaid flannel. I think that's what I linked to. But they're super breathable. They've got some stretch in them, so they've got some give in them. But they're meant to be outdoorsy shirts. They just don't necessarily look like a traditional fishing shirt. Now, their original shirt does look more like that, like something that you would wear, if you were on a boat or whatever. But I love their denim shirt. I think it's great looking. The corduroy shirt, I don't think David would wear, but I also think it's great looking. But this flannel comes in.
I love that flannel.
Yeah. It comes in so many good patterns. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they say it's guaranteed to be the softest shirt you own. Well, that's a win. That's going to be a win when I give him this shirt. Yeah. I think they're
really good. Have you gotten it yet?
No, I haven't gotten it yet, but I will keep you posted. I just think.
I want to know about the weight. I want to know about medium weight. Like, how heavy does it feel is what I want to. It's what I'm curious, because I love them. But Perry's real funny about if it's too thick, he's not going to wear it.
Right. Well, I will tell you this. When I ordered it, I got a disclaimer that just said, so you know, and this is going to be a real pro in my house. Mm-hmm. The pockets on the front have magnets in them. So it said, if somebody wears a pacemaker, you can't just, you need to know the pockets have magnets in them. So if somebody, you're buying this for somebody with a pacemaker, don't.
Yeah.
You'll get the disclaimer too, but I thought, what will he love more than a shirt where the pockets really close to the degree that they've been magnetized?
I mean, nothing. What more could you want than that?
Yeah. But I'm super excited about it. I feel like the medium weight thing, he's the same. If it's super heavy, he won't like it. Mm-hmm. But I'm thinking, because their shirt's designed for the outdoors, and even if you look on a picture where you see it up close, it looks more like a heavier cotton than some sort. You know, it doesn't look like it's super, super thick.
Okay. All right. This is great to know. Okay.
Because that would be a deal breaker. So yeah, also please note that there is a zip pouch for the phone. Like, I don't know if you can see, if you click on, But there's a little zip thing where they can stick their phone in there and don't have to open the magnetized pockets to put their phone in it.
Okay. This feels like we're on a good trajectory here with this.
I'm real excited about it. Like anytime I feel like I've discovered something that David doesn't know about yet, but it has some features he'll appreciate, I get real excited about it. So
yeah, that's good. Okay. I'm going to be ordering that. I'm getting one for sure. But I need to know about the flannel before I do flannel.
Okay. All right. Okay. Sounds good.
My last thing, and this is kind of something that could kind of go for anybody. I put it under men because I didn't have a lot of stuff for men, but it's a smartphone photo printer. So I know for Perry, the way that he would use this is not to show anybody pictures of me or his child or anything like that, but he keeps a lot of deer pictures on his phone that sometimes he likes to show to people or pass around or whatever. I don't know why. That's just what he does.
Yes.
But it's just an easy little smartphone printer and you can print out photos right from your phone and then you have a real live picture. So, I mean, I think a grandpa could love that. I think, you know, I don't know, a brother, a son, a husband, or, you know, a girl in your life, anybody would think, but I just think a smartphone photo printer is a great thing because we don't really do a lot of real photos anymore, but sometimes you may want to.
You're exactly right. Mm-hmm. All right. I have two more. One I've already mentioned when in the gift guide last week, but I just want to say the Sand Green prints, the Sand Green Studio prints, they have teams, they have really cool national park prints. So if you're looking for something that might want to go in somebody's office or a study or whatever, it's worth browsing through just to see. I think their stuff is so great looking. I can't say it enough. And then my last thing is, and I usually get some of this stuff for Alex's stocking and sometimes for David's stocking too, but the Duke Cannon products, Alex loves their, it's called Big Ass Soap.
Yes.
But our big ass brick of soap, but he likes the bay rum a whole lot, but they have all kinds of really good shower gels and they have soaps, they have deodorants, but it all has such unique, good smells. I would probably use this stuff too, cause I don't like a floral or a feminine smelling shower gel at all, but it's really good and it lasts forever.
Okay. All right. So is that, do we make it through men?
We made it through the men. Yes.
Okay. All right. Go us. If you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to be ready for the insane holiday season. And if you haven't started preparing, you are already falling behind. Luckily, Stamps.com has everything you need to make your life a whole lot easier. It's the 24/7 post office that you can access from anywhere. No lines, no traffic, no hassle.
Stamps.com is your one-stop shop for all your shipping and mailing needs. For more than 20 years, Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses. Get access to the USPS and UPS services you need to run your business right from your computer. With inflation on the rise, every dollar counts. Protect your margins with major discounts on USPS and UPS rates up to 86% off.
Sign up with promo code BIGBOO for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code BIGBOO. My first up on women's is I have now put these on Fashion Friday. I'm now mentioning them here. If somebody in my family doesn't pick up on my not so subtle hints and get these for me, there's going to be an issue. But it's the UGG Cozy Knit Shearling Slippers. I have been continually ordering just inexpensive slippers off of Amazon that last for a little while and then I get rid of them because I really hadn't found the UGG ones that I wanted. Like I knew I didn't want just the suede, old, whatever. But then I saw these that look like a cozy knit sweater on the top with the shearling in the cream knit. And I was like, this is what I have found it. I have found what my heart has been looking for.
Right. Yes, I found the one my soul loves.
Yes. And so I think they would be a great gift. I love them so much. My only problem is probably I'm going to wear them outside more places than I probably should. But I think they're great. I think they'd be a great gift. They come in a cream knit. They also come in a black knit. And they also come in a charcoal knit, depending on what your preference or your giftee's preference would be.
I love that they have a harder sole. Like, because... if you have to take dogs outside, you know, or that kind of, like you need a harder sole. The soft bottom slippers won't get the job done. So
no.
These are great. Yeah. Oh,
I love them.
Yeah. Nobody who buys me gifts listens to the podcast, but I love these.
Yeah.
Those are fantastic. Okay. Let's see what my first one is. All right. I'm going to mention a couple of beauty things. One I mentioned on Five Favorites several weeks ago is the Maya Chia Super Blend Moisture Concentrate. If there's a person in your life and you think, well, I don't really know what their skin type is, this is such a great product to just work into somebody's skincare routine. It doesn't matter what your skin type is. It's such a great shift from just a normal moisturizer. Can't recommend it enough. And then I also mentioned on Five Favorites the Going Up Thickening Kit from R&Co. It comes in a Darlin orange pouch. It has travel sizes of the Biotin Dallas shampoo, Biotin Dallas conditioner, and the Dallas mousse. The Rodeo mousse. So it's a great thing, again, for somebody who travels. I have one of these that I'm going to take when we go on a trip in a couple of weeks. And then the last beauty thing I want to mention is the Tarte Number One Lash Wardrobe Mascara Set. Melanie and I never tire of experimenting with mascaras. Nope. Tarte makes great ones. And any really kit that you can find can make a fun gift. But I would be so happy to get this Tarte set just because you have different Tarte products that you can then try and see what you like. It's a great option, a great stocking stuffer too.
Okay. Love that. Okay. Those are good. I know I bought that R&Co set after you mentioned it for somebody on my list. I'm not going to say, I don't know why I'm not going to say, because she didn't listen to the podcast, but I'm still not going to say.
You're very mysterious.
Very mysterious. Okay. My next thing is, this is something else that I've kind of had my eye on that I would like to get, but I would not go get it for myself. And it's the Ember coffee mug.
I've heard great things.
And it's just one of those where it keeps your coffee like it's battery operated. I don't know what it does, but somehow it's magic and it just keeps it's a warmer. So you pour your coffee in and it stays warm the whole time. So you don't ever get that last, and I think for like a young mom, if somebody's got little kids, because that was the years when you'd be like, well, now I've just got this half cup of cold coffee left by the time I did all my stuff.
Yes.
But I love the idea of being able to pour a hot tea or a hot coffee and then just have it where it's going to stay warm. And so you can enjoy it for hours after, because I don't really like when I'm home. I know I could put it in a Yeti or do whatever, but I don't really like doing that. I like a coffee mug when I'm at home. So
yes.
I think this would be a really nice gift. And the one I linked to is at Mark and Graham, and it comes in white and black, and you can get it monogrammed. So,
I love a monogram.
Mm-hmm. So there you have it.
All right. My next one is something that my friend Casey told me about a few weeks ago, and I went straight to the store and bought some. And I'm going to tell you, I have since gone back and bought more. These are the Joyspun Women's Wide Leg Pajama Sleep Pants. Y'all.
Yes.
They are $15. And I tried to go back here and get more, and they were really short on sizes. So when I was in Canton, Georgia this past week, I went to the Canton Walmart and went in and bought three more pairs for myself. Now it looks like they've restocked online, which is great. Y'all know I have loved Stars Above. Melanie loves Stars Above from Target. They're softer than Stars Above. I cannot explain. I don't know how they're as soft as they are, but this is a premium gift giving item. I feel like they're just fantastic. And they're just the perfect weight. They're wide legs, so that nothing bunches up. I love them. So I cannot recommend them enough. I'm the proud owner of four pairs of them. Okay. I've culled my pajama bottoms to make room for these new ones. I'm a believer in the Joyspun products. And they also have pajama tops. They have some cute things, but the pajama bottoms are fantastic.
Okay. I'm adding those to cart right now because I see that they have restocked. And so I'm going to go ahead and get myself some of those because it is pajama pants season.
It really is. And I'm going to tell you, I love, I haven't worn all my new ones, but I have the black and white horizontal stripe and I really love them.
So. That's exactly what I was looking at. So good. Same. Okay. My next one is, we've talked about this. I love mine is a Pura gift set. They have bundles online where you can get the actual Pura and with two different scents. They have different ones. They have a housewarming version. They have a holiday version. They have an Anthropologie one. They have a Nest one. I just think the Pura is just the best. I love it so much. I even saw when I went in our little hardware store, I haven't seen it on their site, but the Times, that fur scent, they have one of those as a Pura now. So I will be buying that for my house for Christmas. But I just love my Pura. I think it's a great gift. I think it falls in the category of something that a lot of people aren't going to go out and buy themselves. But
yes,
great little gift.
I agree. We have two and love them. I mean, I really, really love them because it just, it elevates your scent game inside your house. Is what
That's
it
exactly
does.
Right. That's exactly right. So,
all right. I have two things that I think are pretty that I want to mention. Oh. One is something I just ordered myself just because I just,
I don't know.
I just was like, you know what? I think this is pretty. I'm going to order it. And it's by a San Antonio artisan. It is a Susan Shaw stamp necklace. And I actually got, I think I linked to the Jerusalem cross. I actually got the dogwood, I think is what I got. But it is, I got the dogwood stamp necklace. But it's such a pretty piece of jewelry. It's easy to wear. It's not fussy. Now, I will say it's not a longer piece of jewelry. It's a shorter piece of jewelry. So it would be something that I would likely layer with something else. But I really love these pieces. And her stuff to me is just beautiful. Like this is the kind of jewelry I like, where you can find something that seems personal,
yes,
you know, and that it's meaningful to you. Like dogwood. We had tons of dogwood trees in my house when I was growing up. And so they always remind me of mama. And so I got the dogwood stamp. But this is something that I'll wear this forever, you know, and I'll wear it with other stuff as trends come and go. But I just think there are a lot of different options on her website that you could find something that's really personal for somebody that you love. So
that's really pretty.
I love her stuff and have already found a couple of more things I might like to add to my collection in the months and years to come. So it's good.
That is really pretty.
And then this next thing is another thing. I didn't know anything about this until I was with you in Texas, and where John Hart is a big deal, the John Hart stuff. And I love this particular clear bag. I think if you know somebody who loves to go to a live sporting event and they're going to have a clear bag, these tourney totes are so good. And you can get straps in all different colors, depending on your team. You can get it customized. You can have it monogrammed, all that kind of stuff. I just think they're great looking.
Yeah.
And because of the straps, they're a little bit more durable than like your standard tote that you might find in your favorite college bookstore. But I just love them. I like the leather trim. I think they're great looking. So
yeah, and John Hart stuff holds up. I mean, I'm telling you, like Caroline has a John Hart tote that she carried all during middle school and it still looks brand new. Like their stuff just holds up like no other.
So two Texas things. There you have it.
Look at that. Look at you. Look at you representing Texas.
Yes.
Okay. My next thing is I'm going to go on a jewelry. Since you did jewelry, I'm going to go on my jewelry thing and just kind of combine some stuff. So I've got a couple. Number one, the monogram pendant necklaces from Anthropology. I think the ones that have the larger letter on them.
Yes.
I think they're $39. I wear mine. I'd kind of forgotten about it and I've started wearing it again and I wear it all the time. Like it's just one that I put in with my layers, no matter what else I'm wearing. I love the way it looks. I think it makes a great gift. It makes a great gift no matter the age of the woman that you're buying for.
Yes. Melanie's also a good necklace layerer.
I enjoy layering the necklaces. Mm-hmm. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
And then the next thing is our friends Allie and Bess. And of course, you know, I love their bracelets, first of all. Like I have so many of their bracelets and I love them. And so I linked to two of my current favorites. Number one is their Every Stack, which is just a really good, basic, different gold bracelets that I think would be a really good gift, no matter what somebody's taste is or what they wear, because it's just a good neutral. And they could mix and match. But the other thing is, and we haven't talked a lot, is they also have necklaces. And so right now I have my eye on their Laurel necklace, which is kind of a jadey turquoisey green. That I would really like to add to my layers, you know, like I just think it's a great neutral.
That be good with my Susan Shaw necklace?
It would look so good. It would look so good. And so Allie and Bess, They've given us 30% off just through this Friday. So y'all, if you find something you want, this episode, that gives you 2 days. You've got 48 hours, 30% off through Friday with code Melanie30. This will be in the show notes. And then after that, you can get 20% off with code Melanie20. Okay. But if you know there's something you want to, you know, then that code is active as soon as this episode drops on Wednesday, and you can get 30% off for 48 hours.
Love that. My favorite thing about the Allie and Bess bracelets is the fact that you really can't, you can just mix and match them to your heart's content.
Yes.
And it's just whatever you feel like wearing, but they're so comfortable. They're so comfortable. And I don't ever say that about bracelets.
No,
bracelets
you were.
I hate a bracelet under normal circumstances, but I love these. They feel, they are really comfortable on your wrist.
Yeah. And they're easy to wear. And like I said, some days I'll put on 3 of them and some days I'll put on 8 of them. It just depends on what you're doing, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Okay. I have some cooking things or some people who like to cook and serve food. Just a few little things. One is, I think I've made it clear that I adore my air fryer. It's the Ninja XL air fryer. We use it every day. We use it. I make toast in it sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like I will use it. We love Kaneka sausage around here, and I'll put Kaneka sausage in there and cut it up, and it gets so crispy on all the sides. Like, it's just so practical and great. And I don't like having stuff out on my kitchen counter, and having this air fryer on my kitchen counter does not bother me one bit because we use the fire out of it. So can't recommend it enough. And then last Christmas, I dropped a lot of hints that I really wanted a Caraway Dutch oven.
Yes, I remember.
And David actually bought one for me and then forgot that he bought it for me. And then like Christmas afternoon, he was like, oh, there's something for you in the storage room. I use it almost, I mean, I don't cook all the time, but almost every time I cook, I use this Dutch oven. It's so pretty. And they have it, they have the Caraway line now at Target. They don't have all the colors, but I noticed today that if you just the Dutch oven by itself, it's on significant sale. So you might want to click through and see if it's on sale at Target. But if not, that Dutch oven is, it's fantastic. And I take really good care of mine. I treat it a little bit like I would treat Hazel, you know, like very, very gingerly, but it's a great piece of kitchenware. So I love that. And then I love the Honey and Hank. They have these, they have all kinds of melamine dinner plates, which that's the life we live, is a lot of melamine in our house. Because we're not big paper plate people, but I also don't like to use like real dishes all the time.
Yeah.
And I love like just their 50 state stuff. They have some stuff that's for Texas. They have some stuff that's for other states. But just the way that they incorporate their tribute to different states into their designs, I think is really fun and beautiful. So I like their hydrangea collection a lot, but that's a fun gift for somebody who loves new stuff in their kitchen.
Love that. Okay. That's great. Okay. My next thing is this is on Amazon. I ordered it for myself. I love it. It hadn't really been cold enough for me to wear it yet, but it is a fleece open hooded cardigan. If you are somebody who, or you're buying for somebody who likes to work out or just wear athleisure or whatever, so if this would be great for you coming and going from Pilates, I love the length of it. It has the thumb holes, which I'm always a big fan of. It's just a great throw on over your workout stuff to go. And I mean, you could put it on with jeans too, but it's just, it's a really good length. It's like a longer, like mid thigh length, which I like a lot too. I bought it in the medium just because I like it to be just a little bit. I don't like stuff like that to be small at all.
Yes.
But it's $40. It's a great little workout, you know, kind of throw on kind of thing if you have somebody like that on your list.
I like that iron color a lot. That's not a color that I have, but that's so cute.
I know. Yeah. I'm a big fan. I think they're really, and it's super cozy. And I had something like that forever that then got too pilled and I had to throw it out. So this was a great replacement.
Okay. Okay. So I'll jump into a few little athleisure items since you have kicked us off with that one. I think I have been more than clear that I adore the Athleta Inspire shirt. I'm actually wearing one of mine right now. I think they are so, if you know somebody who likes to exercise, whether they like to walk or they like to do Pilates or they like to go to CrossFit or whatever, this is such a good one. It launders like a dream. it's got some structure to it. So it doesn't look super like, I don't know. I feel good when I wear it. I love the sleeve length. Anyway, they've got some new colors. And for the first time in forever, they appear to be, I think, fully stocked in all the sizes. Oh. So the Athleta Inspire top, along with, y'all, I've tried all kinds of leggings. And I have on, what do I have on right now? I have on some Lulu leggings right now that I like a lot. But my go-tos, like the ones that I think are just consistently fantastic, are these Ododo's women's cross waist yoga leggings with inner pocket, you know, but I like the 25 inch inseam, and I've had them, I have them in gray. I have them in black. They come in tons and tons of colors, and they're so soft and so comfortable, but they have enough structure to them that you kind of feel like they hold everything in. So I really, really love them, and they're super affordable. So the Athleta Inspire top and a pair of these leggings, I think, is a great gift option.
Yes. Okay. That is great to know. That is great to know. Okay. My next one is, and this is pricey, but this is just, I'm basically what I did was put stuff that I would like to get for Christmas
I think we all appreciate that. Yes.
Yeah. Listen, I'm just going to go with it. You know that I have loved Lily and Bean luggage. I've had my eye on it forever. Yes. And you know, I have all these plans that now I'm going to start traveling more. So
yes,
I really love their stuff. I think all of it's beautiful. What I link to is their set of three, and it's like basically like a carry-on suitcase, and then like their large tote, and then like their little smaller mini tote. You can get a monogram, but I mean, they have so many different versions and so many different bags. They have makeup bags. They have different kinds of luggage. They have personalized canvas totes. They have clutch bags. I just think it's all so beautiful. And timeless. So if you know anybody who might need some luggage, or is wanting something like that, I think that this is a really great place to look.
It's so cute.
It's all so cute. Oh my gosh. I love it all so much. A part of my whole thing is I don't even know what I would want. So I just sit and look at it and keep thinking about, but I mean, they have passport covers, they have luggage tags, they have, so if you have a traveler, it would be a great place to find even just a cute little something too.
Yes. I'll also see that you can buy it with Shop Pay. And how much do I love the sites that have Shop Pay?
Shop Pay is so dangerous because it's like, okay, bye. You know, that's done.
Yeah, it really is. It's like, oh, I know you.
Yeah.
Got it.
Easy peasy. Yep. We don't need any of your, we're old friends. Here you go. I'm going to ship it right to your house.
But you can download the Shop Pay app and you can get a summary of whatever you've ordered and where it is in the shipping process, which is very handy if you're waiting on something to come in. So I like that part a lot too.
Yeah.
I always love at the holidays. I don't know why I can't explain myself, but I love a festive pair of flannel sleep shorts. It's kind of become a little bit of a tradition for myself that I get a fun pair just because I mean, I love pajamas for sure. I love pajama bottoms, but there's something about some flannel sleep shorts. I can't do flannel like pajama bottoms. That's too much fabric for me. So this is like a happy flannel medium for me, the sleep shorts. And so I really love these. These are from Anthropologie and they kind of have that whole print fresh look to them. For some reason.
Love that.
And so, yeah. So these are Olivia Wendell flannel sleep shorts and they're just a fun festive pattern. There's also a top that goes with them that I'll also link to, but this is such a fun gift if there's somebody who likes, you know, who likes to, you know, kind of have a fun pair of maybe just holiday pajamas, you know, just so they look cute on Christmas morning or whatever. So.
Yes. I'm all about, I think you got to look cute because people are taking pictures, y'all, whether you want to or not. I mean, that's the reality and you don't want to be, you know, you want to look kind of decent. You don't want to be in your ratty, you know, 10-year-old Texas A&M football shirt.
My Mike Leach t-shirt from when he was first hired at State. Yeah.
Yes. Maybe not. Okay. My last thing. Oh no, I've got two more things.
Okay.
But I'll bundle. Number one, we cannot not mention Hummingbird Farms because They are a perennial favorite for me. I love Hummingbird Farms. I love all their products. She's got two different boxes, a Big Boo box and a Big Boo 2 box that have all of our personal favorites. I love them because I think you could split them up if you wanted to. You could order and do some individual, like little hostess gifts or little things like that, or you could do the whole big bundle. But I love their stuff. I feel like everybody loves it. Lavender citrus is my personal favorite fragrance of all of them.
Me too. Yes.
But it's really good. And then my last thing is, y'all know, I don't know if you're aware, but I'm a sucker for beauty and skincare products. I don't know if anybody knows that about me, but my friend Amy gave me a subscription this year for my birthday. And I'd never heard of this, but it's a magazine called New Beauty. It only comes out quarterly. So there's only 4 a year, but it is like all things beauty. Like it's all the newest skincare stuff. It's new beauty treatments. It's new esthetician, you know, treatments that you can get. It's just all the things. Like, I mean, I've spent days, I've folded down pages, I've highlighted things. Wow. So if you have a skincare person, if you have somebody who really loves all of that stuff, I love this because it's like the newest, the greatest, the best, all these different things, great articles. It's just kind of something different. And it's something that like, I haven't seen it on like our, you know, I don't look at magazines very often anymore, but I have loved this one. So it would be really a great gift if you have a beauty person in your life.
That is a great gift.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I could dig into that for a minute. I feel like.
Yeah. It takes some time. I have to go through several times is what you're telling me.
Well, maybe for a future episode, we could read that together.
Yeah.
would be good. All right. My last thing is something that I got back in the early part of the summer and I've loved it. It's a Cotopaxi COSO 2-liter hip pack. I wear it like, it's just like everything now. You can wear it like a belt bag. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
You can wear it around your waist. But I've taken this when I've traveled and it's so convenient. It's so durable. You can just wipe it off. It's not going to get dirty. And it comes in tons and tons of great colors. They're also fully stocked for the first time in a minute. So with all the different colors, I have the blue sky and oak, and I think it's great. And so it's just got it, you know, if you like to kind of know where your stuff is, but you like to have a bag that's easy to hold on to, this is perfect. Mm-hmm. And it's okay. Got some interior pockets. It's got some external pockets like that are great for your phone and all that kind of thing, but it's just really easy to wear. And I don't know, I think it's a great little travel bag. And then also if, you know, it's a great little outdoorsy bag. So either way it would work.
Okay. Love that.
All right. That was a little bit of a marathon.
Ooh, that was, listen, if you're still with us, God bless you. But listen, those are a lot of information. It'll all be in the show notes. So you can find everything there. Cause I know that went fast.
Yes. And these are all, we're going to link to it in the show notes, but it's going to a Google Doc. And I had a few people email me last week and say, like, it's the only way to get the show notes in the Google Doc for this. Yes. Because if we make a mistake, with this many links, it takes a minute to correct it on like in all the different places the show notes go out. So if it's on a Google Doc, it's super, super easy to correct it because it's all then in one spot.
Yeah.
So it's easier to condense. You do have to have a Google account to access the Google Doc, but other than that, you know, it'll be there forever. So you can go back to it again and again if you need to.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So what are your five favorites?
Oh, listen, man.
Do you have five favorites?
Don't I always have five favorites?
Oh,
always.
This is true. Yes.
Okay. My five favorites. I'm going to go through fast. Number one, this is something I kept seeing people talk about. I resisted. I was like, I'm not going to get them. I don't need another pair of flare jeans, whatever. But I ordered these Spanx flare jeans. Y'all, I'm going to tell you that they're not inexpensive. I mean, they're what a nice pair of jeans would be. But I got them in yesterday. I got a medium. I'm normally in jeans like a 27, 28. So just for reference, I got a medium. That is the size that I would need. I put them on and I was like, well, I'm keeping them. I mean, like they're so flattering. They're so comfortable. Mm-hmm. You pull them on, but they're stretchy like leggings, but they, I like a flare that fits kind of fitted through your thigh and then goes out, you know, like
it's critical that they fit through your thigh. It's critical.
It is. Mm-hmm. And like, and these actually, what I love about them, because I have some pull on like Free People flares that I love, but these actually have like pockets and stuff. Like they have back pockets and they just, I mean, they look fantastic is what I'm going to say. They're just a fantastic pair of jeans. So I can't recommend them enough. If you've been seeing them, you know, I can't pull the trigger because they are so good.
Okay. I'm adding to cart because I have looked and I have looked and I have pondered and I have wondered.
I know.
And if you say they're good.
They are good. I'm telling you. So, I mean, I really was ready. I was like, I'm just going to try them so I can get it out of my system. And then as soon as I put them on, I was like, well, hello, old friend. You and I belong together. So,
okay.
And then I got the regular length and I'll say I'm 5'6" and I would need a heel. So if you're under 5'6" and you don't want to wear them with a heel, then I would say I would probably get the short length or whatever it is they have. Cause I think they come in like a shorter length or a longer length.
What kind of heel would you need with them?
I mean, I think I haven't totally tried. I think a 2 to 3 inch heel, but okay. I keep debating. Part of me is like, do I want to go get them hemmed to wear them with like more like a shorter heel? But I don't know. I'm still on the fence. So
okay,
I don't know. But just know that they're a little bit longer.
Okay.
The next thing is I have mentioned that I love following Jordy Foster, who's one of the Foster sisters, David Foster's daughters. She has great style. And I love following her Instagram account, but she kept talking about something called a tennis necklace. And I was like, I know about a tennis bracelet, but I don't know about a tennis necklace. Mm-hmm. And I found one on Amazon for $15.
Oh.
And it's exactly what you would think it is. It's like a tennis bracelet, but it's a necklace. But we were just talking about me layering my necklaces. It's just a fun little sparkly, like I feel like for the holidays, it looks really cute layered in with some necklaces. It's just really cute. It's $15. So it fits a commitment. But I just really like the way it looks layered in with my other necklaces, even when
super
I'm dressed.
Super cute. Yes. Yeah.
So, and it could be a good gift for somebody too. So, the next thing, and this is Free People. And there again, this was something else that I was like, no, I'm not going to get it. I'm not going to get it. And then I couldn't resist. And it's the Free People. And they call it a thermal Henley. What it really is more like a sweater. It's much more sweater adjacent than it is a true thermal.
Okay.
It is so warm and it's so soft and it's so cozy. And listen, y'all, it's not inexpensive, which is why I waited to get it because I kept telling myself I didn't need it, but I love it. Like once I got it, I was like, I want this in all the colors because it's long enough to wear with leggings. It's super, like it just feels like a cozy blanket, but at the same time, it doesn't feel too hot. If that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like it comes in a lot of colors. I adore it. It's my favorite sweater type thing I've bought in a long time.
Oh, that is high praise.
I mean, high praise.
What size did you get?
I got the small and it's pretty big. Like, you know how Free People stuff runs?
Yeah. Free People runs big.
Runs big. So a small for me is plenty big.
It's so cute.
It's so cozy. Like, I just feel like that with leggings and like some boots for winter. Like, I can't wait to wear it when it really cools off.
So I was going to say, it looks like it's pretty long.
Yeah. It's a great length. I mean, it for sure is leggings length. I mean, that's like, cute. and it's a little longer in the back than it is. Like, it's got a high low hem, but not too much, but the buttons to me make it so cute. Like it just, cause you can kind of button it or unbutton it as much as you want to give it whatever look you wanted.
I don't know whether to thank you or smite you for this one.
I know it's terrible.
I just bought the jeans. Like just bought the jeans.
Sorry.
Oh,
I know. Golly. I know.
But real cute.
It's just good is what I'm going to tell you. It's just really good. So, I mean, the next thing is, okay. So when Caroline got sick last week, I was like, to do something about this. I mean, I'm like, you know, cold and flu season is coming. We've all got it. I feel like the college kids, they're all just in a big petri dish.
They certainly are.
And so what I have ordered for her, and she got it in this week, and she said it did really help immensely, but you can use it all the time, is it's called Beekeeper's Immune and Sore Throat Spray.
Okay.
And it is an natural immune support and sore throat relief. And so you just do a sprays and, she kind of made a gagging thing when she sprayed it. And I was like, get over it. You're fine. But it just says you can use it to kind of help your immunity. Like if you know you're going to be out and about, out during cold and flu season, you use it, do like 4 sprays and it helps you not get sick. But mm-hmm. if you start to feel that scratchy throat, you know how you wake up and you're like, oh, here it comes.
Yep.
Like they say, if you start using it at first sign of that, that it really will kind of nip your cold in the bud. So,
okay. Yeah. That scratchy throat, that's a siren is what that is.
Mm-hmm. But it's got like vitamin B, C and D, zinc. And I just feel like sometimes doing a spray, and Caroline did say it really did soothe her throat when she started using it. So there's that. And there again, it's the Dolce Vita. I put them on Fashion Friday. I own them. It's the Hawk H2O booties. They're Chelsea boots. They're like my favorite ones that I've ever owned. Mm-hmm. They're just so good. There again, they're not inexpensive, but I've worn them to football games. I've walked all over Kyle Field with them. I mean, maybe I need to burn them because they're bad luck, but I'm just saying, super comfortable. They look great. They're waterproof, which I love. And they're just a great pair of mm-hmm. booties. So if you are looking for something like that, I highly, highly recommend.
Yeah. I have a couple of pair that I got last year that are a similar style, and they're also warm. Like they're just,
yes.
like your feet are so good and cozy inside those, mm-hmm. those boots. And so I love them. Okay. Well, those are great. Thank you for the 5 favorites, and thank you for the new pair of jeans.
Well, you are so welcome. You are so welcome. So y'all, we hope that y'all have, you know, had a notebook to write some of this stuff down. But we feel good about it. And so hopefully it'll help you with your Christmas shopping and or your shopping for yourself.
Yes, absolutely. And like we said, everything is in a Google Doc. And so we will make sure to link to the Google Doc inside the show notes. So that's where you can find everything.
That's right. Okay, y'all. We will be back next week.
All right. We'll talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all.